You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
Pfizer-BioNTech submitted data to the Food and Drug Administration from its clinical trial of a COVID vaccine for children, launching a process that could deliver doses to kids between 5 and 11 within the next month or two. With child cases rising, last week, those under age 18 made up almost 27% of newly reported cases, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, although they only represent 22% of the U.S. population. There is a lot of pressure to move through regulation quickly. But parents who have been waiting tensely for this moment may find more hurdles in their way than they expected. As complex as it has been, getting the vaccine authorized was just part of the challenge of protecting kids. Getting it distributed and administered will be complex too. Next, September has been a hectic month for new hardware. Following Apple and Microsoft, Amazon took to the virtual stage to unveil new additions to its Echo and Ring lineups, including security monitoring hardware and software services. But the strangest and most unique device unveiled at the hardware event is a new Alexa-powered robot called Astro. This rolling household robot combines computer vision, artificial intelligence, Alexa, and Ring technologies to become your digital dog on wheels. The idea is to solve the problems associated with stationary devices, allowing for easy communication with those who are elderly or disabled. Read more about it on Wired.com. And there's an old joke that physicists like to tell. Everything has already been discovered and reported in a Russian journal in the 1960s. We just don't know about it. Though hyperbolic, the joke accurately captures the current state of affairs. The volume of knowledge is vast and growing quickly. The number of scientific articles posted on Archive, the largest and most popular preprint server, in 2021 is expected to reach 190,000, and that's just a subset of the scientific literature produced this year. It's clear that we do not really know what we know, because nobody can read the entire literature, even in their own narrow field. Could artificial intelligence be a potential solution?
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.